Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. I'm about to walk you through one of the most bizarre, unhinged displays of diplomacy, if you even want to call it that, that we've seen in the Oval Office since perhaps the meeting with Zelensky at the beginning of Trump's term. He met with South African President Ramaphosa, and he tried to immediately ambush him with conspiratorial videos of a so-called, quote-unquote, white genocide. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. This was a topic that I wasn't very well read on. So I've spent the past hour or so digging, researching, looking around. And from every single source that I've seen, South African journalists, human rights groups, even U.S. diplomats have debunked the idea that there is a, quote-unquote, white genocide. South Africa does struggle with incredibly high crime rates. Like the crime there is a huge problem, but these affect all races proportionally if you look at any of the reported numbers. So we'll break that down further, but that's basically the basis for this entire ambush that you see in the Oval Office. And now that I've laid the groundwork, check out Ramaphosa making sort of a sarcastic dig at Trump.
That idiot talks about, after viewing a thing where thousands of people are dead.
I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. I would take it. If your country offered the United States Air Force a plane, I would take it.
He's basically saying, no, please bribe me. The funny thing is, Ramaphosa came with an incredibly rudimentary gift. And I don't mean that to like demean him. He came with a golf book, right? A book of the coolest golf places in South Africa. In his mind, he was probably thinking, yo, I need to bring a gift to Trump to wow him. But in Trump's mind, the reason I called it rudimentary is because Trump just got a $400 million jet. So already he's like, this guy hasn't impressed me if you step into the mind of Trump. Really quickly, I keep getting comments like this one. Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs and just realized that I never subscribed. Fixing that now. So make sure you subscribe. Scroll down below and do it. And let's check out this next clip of Rupert, a South African leader, basically begging Trump for help with gang warfare. This entire display is very odd. And then we'll get into the confrontation that happens. But leaders bring Trump gifts and then ask for help with their own country. Just like, this is very odd.
Crime is terrible, sir, but Mr. Steenhuisen won't admit to it, but he runs the Western Cape where I live. And the biggest murder rate is in the Cape Flats. Gangs. We've got gang warfare. Like your M33, whatever these guys.
He's saying we have gang warfare like MS-13, and he's blaming it on this other leader. He said he won't admit it.
We've got equivalents there, but we need your help, sir. And we need Elon's technology.
We need Elon's technology. The Glaze Fest is wild, is wild. And now, this is where the confrontations begin to pick up. So a reporter asks Trump, can you explain why you're allowing white Afrikaners here when other refugees have had their protective status revoked? Trump immediately snaps at this reporter, saying they're like an NDC hack or whatever the hell he says. But let me tell you, this is the key. This is the key question right here, because there are so many examples of Trump being racist since the 70s, 80s, 90s, even the 2010s when he made up the birther conspiracy, all the way until the past few months on his campaign trail, of course. But this is an example of it being executed at the highest level, because Trump has been stripping visas away. Trump has been revoking refugee status of all of these brown types of refugees. Like, I don't say that to be crude, but any single person from a country that is not a white person from South Africa is removed, has their refugee status removed, and it's actually quite disgusting. Like, Haitians had their refugee status removed. Now Trump is offering humanitarian support only to white refugees, not black refugees, not anybody that he deems not white enough, just white refugees only. And that is where this all begins.
Any questions, please?
Mr. President, we welcome white Afrikaner refugees here. Can you explain to Americans why it's appropriate to welcome white Afrikaners here when other refugees like Afghans, Venezuelans, Haitians have all had their protected status revoked.
Well, this is a group, NBC, that is truly fake news. They ask a lot of questions in a very pointed way. They're not questions, they're statements.
That was not only a good question, but that was the question. Trump's immigration policy in a nutshell has been welcoming white people. Brown people get deported or turned down at the border or removed, and he can't offer a good explanation. Here's where it gets interesting, and here's where we have to be careful with our explanation. This right-wing account on Twitter says, wow, President Trump just halted the meeting with the South African president to show videos of prominent South African politicians calling for genocide against white South Africans. Ramaphosa looked embarrassed. So, my MAGA friend sent me this and said, wow, what do you think about this confrontation? Would Biden never do this? And I was like, you know, let me do some research. So I spent a while reading article after article after article, and this one summarizes it pretty well. Is there a genocide of white people? White South Africans, as Trump claims. Let's run through this because I think this information is important. U.S. President Trump has given members of South Africa's Afrikaner community refugee status, alleging that a genocide was taking place. Nearly 60 of them have arrived, all white, right? The South African government allowed the U.S. embassy to consider their applications inside the country and let the group board chartered flights, not scenes normally associated with refugees fleeing persecution. Who are the Afrikaners? We could skip over this. I'm sure everybody knows. Is a genocide being committed? None of South Africa's political parties, including those that represent Afrikaners and the white community in general, have claimed that there is a genocide. But such claims have been circulating among right-wing groups for many years, and during his first term, Trump referred to the large-scale killing of farmers in South Africa. This is something that's pushed by people like Stephen Miller, like Steve Bannon, all of the racist people in the Trump orbit, I mean, including Trump himself, but Trump isn't the one that like does the research, you know what I mean? So the people that are actually making up these theories and doing the research are planting in Trump's mind the idea that there is some sort of white genocide going on. Some white farmers have been killed, but a lot of misleading information has circulated. Can I remind you one more time? Crime in South Africa is absolutely intense. It's incredibly, incredibly intense. But it's not pointed towards one group. That's the point that we're making here. There's a distinction. South Africa does not release crime figures based on race, but the latest figures revealed that 6,900 people were murdered. Of those, 12 were killed in farm attacks. Of the 12, one was a farmer, while 5 were farm dwellers and 4 were employees, who are likely to all have been black. In February, a South African judge dismissed the idea of a genocide as a clearly imagined thing, not real, when ruling in an inheritance case involving a wealthy benefactor's donation to a white supremacist group. But Trump and Elon Musk have been pushing this relentlessly. Elon Musk, for example, on Twitter, has sent hundreds of posts pushing this theory. And now you see where the feedback loop gets created. Elon Musk sees this in his feed. He reposts it. This reaches an extra 6 million people. Of those people, it's Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon. They see it. They repost it. Elon Musk then sees it again from Stephen Miller and goes, holy shit, the Trump admin is saying this. Then it becomes this constant feedback loop that leads to Donald Trump confronting the South African president over a conspiracy theory. And again, here is the big thing that I want to debunk as well. Why does this political party sing about shooting boars? The clip that Trump plays in the Oval Office is of a party going, shoot the boar, shoot the boar. Let's read it, because I just learned about this hours ago this morning. EFF's leader, Julius Malema's trademark song is Shoot the Boar, Shoot the Farmer, which he sings at political rallies and which many people argue is targeted against white people. Afrikaner lobby groups have tried to get the song banned, saying it was highly inflammatory and amounted to hate speech. However, South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals has ruled that Malema is within his rights to sing the lyrics, first popularized during the anti-apartheid struggle at political rallies. The court ruled that a, quote, reasonably well-informed person would understand that when protest songs are sung, even by politicians, the words are not meant to be understood literally, nor is a gesture of shooting to be understood as a call to arms or violence. Instead, the song was a provocative way of advancing the EFF's political agenda. So it's basically their version of, you know, the First Amendment or being able to sing songs in a political manner. Now let's check out this video because it gets pretty intense.
Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you, Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do with or without you. People are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. Yes. South Africa, occupy land. That's who we are.
All right, so a lot of intense yelling, but none of it's really racialized. They're talking about occupying land, which is clearly charged language stemming from the apartheid, but I haven't heard.
Yes, honorable member.
Must never be scared to kill. A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolutionary act. Shoot to kill. Namaza. Kill the poor.
Okay, so they were talking about killing in this clip as I'm listening, but they were talking about killing as a revolutionary act. It's not good, but that's a different claim than a coordinated campaign to exterminate and erase white people in the land of South Africa, which that is genocide. Genocide has a specific description. So In South Africa, white people currently control a disproportionate share of land and wealth, and the government has never called for violence against them. We are listening to a political rally of random protesters saying a revolution is necessary, killing is necessary. I would never, ever say that that is a good language to use, but that's different than saying there's a white genocide. Then they transition over to the kill the Boer chant. You're about to hear the kill the Boer chant that I was just referring to. These are politicians. But the idea of this being a genocide song, I don't know.
Namaza, kill the poor, the farmer, kill the poor, the farmer, brr, pa, pa, brr, pa, pa, to kill, Namaza, kill the poor, the farmer, kill the poor.
You know, a lot of this seems to be up to interpretation based on the political lens you're looking at it through. Again, there is no reality of a white genocide backed up by any statistics, but it reminds me of when there was a debate about from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. A large amount of people saw that as a call for resistance, while a large amount of people saw that as a call to exterminate the land of Israel. It kind of depends on what lens you're looking at it through. And to take that and to apply it here, kill the Boer, according to this article, is inflammatory, but was ruled by the Supreme Court to be a protest song that is also provocative. Two things can exist at once. So here's the thing. Here's the reality. When this meeting happened, I began to do research in a quite open-minded way. I said, you know what? South Africa and the plight of farmers isn't something I've deeply researched. So I'm going to go through. I'm going to use some of the research skills that I picked up throughout my debate, and I'm going to try to do deep research about this. Put my phone away and do deep research. I went in with an open mind, not because I'm like a conspiracy theorist, but because I just genuinely didn't have a bias heading into it. Everything that I've read has said this is a conspiracy theory, not a reality. It's been debunked time and time again by human rights groups, South African journalists, U.S. diplomats. South Africa struggles with incredibly high crime rates from everything that I've read, but there's no proof of a white genocide. That being said, you can email me like articles as long as it's not like a Mike Lindell website. Check out this. Wikipedia says, the white genocide, white extinction, or white replacement conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory that was created by right-wingers. This theory was popularized by white separatist neo-Nazi David Lane in 1995 and has since been leveraged in South Africa, Australia, North America, and Europe. It creates this vibe of white people thinking there's this like population replacement and then getting defensive. In August of 2018, United States President Donald Trump was accused of endorsing the conspiracy theory in a foreign policy tweet instructing Mike Pompeo to investigate South African land and farm seizures and expropriations of large-scale killings of farmers, claiming that the South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. Unsubstantiated claims that South African farmer tax on farmers disproportionately target whites are a key element of the conspiracy theory. Portrayed in media, the topic of farm seizures has been a rallying cry of alt-right white nationalists who then use it to justify their vision of white supremacy. So, the more and more research that I do, This is not true. Donald Trump is, again, spreading conspiracy theories, straight-up conspiracy theories. Trump didn't offer humanitarian support to any other refugees, not black refugees, not refugees from, you know, Latino countries. Only white refugees. Nobody in Central America. Nobody in any other country other than white refugees, which kind of substantiates a theory that this is a racist conspiracy theory. We'll leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe. Love you all, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.